Is our love of sweets hurting the environment? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott McGraw, anthropologist at The Ohio State University, details the consequences of cocoa farming in Africa.
People around the world love their chocolate, but growing demand for the sweet stuff has its bitter side. I've seen that bitter side as an anthropologist who studies rare and endangered primates in the Ivory Coast, a West African country that is the world's largest producer of cocoa beans. Cocoa beans, of course, are the main ingredient of chocolate, and the demand for this crop is taking its toll on endangered primates. My colleagues in the Ivory Coast and I recently spent 208 days surveying 23 national parks and forest reserves in the country. What we found shocked us. More than three-quarters of these protected areas had been transformed into illegal cocoa farms. Of the 23 protected areas, 16 had more than 65% of their forests degraded by farms, logging, or other human disturbance. The impact on primates has been dramatic. Overall, 13 of the protected areas had lost their entire primate populations, while another five had lost half of their species. One species of monkey, Miss Waldron's red colobus, was not seen during the survey and has not officially been sighted since 1978. It is probably extinct. Two other monkeys, the rollaway monkey and the white-naped mangabey, were seen in only two reserves and are critically endangered, at least partially due to the habitat destruction caused by illegal cocoa farms. While what we found is disappointing, there is still time to save the wildlife. First, the land within protected areas needs to be actually protected. One promising development is the establishment of community-based biomonitoring programs that involve foot patrols in protected areas conducted by local villagers. Let's hope this and other programs can protect these lands before we lose any more endangered species.
That was Scott McGraw of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.